Prior to Tuesday's meeting in Brussels, several European Union foreign ministers said the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon must stop immediately. Greek Foreign Minister Doria Bakayanis and her Austrian counterpart Ursula Plaznik said the bloodshed has carried on far too long.
Yes, please call for a ceasefire. We need a ceasefire and we need it immediately. If you want to answer to the demands of our European people.
We have to work for stopping the bloodshed. Dead children do not give security for anybody.
Also on the diplomatic front, Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Moutaki met with Lebanese President Emil Lahoud in Beirut Tuesday as both countries called for a ceasefire in the hostilities. Moutaki also met with Navi Berri, the Speaker of the Lebanese Parliament and the leader of the Shiite Amal movement, allies of Hezbollah. Despite the calls for a ceasefire, Israeli tanks were seen crossing the Israeli-Lebanese border near the southern Lebanese village of Adisa Tuesday morning. Explosions and smoke were also seen in a Lebanese border village. Israeli officials say troops will move as far north as the Litani River, 30 kilometers inside Lebanon. Israeli military officials say troops killed at least 20 Hezbollah fighters in the past 2 days of fighting along the border. Arabic television stations are quoting Hezbollah sources as saying 3 Israeli soldiers were killed and many more wounded in clashes near another border village. The Israeli military has not confirmed the claim. Robert Raphael, VOA News.